It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Glad we're together again today. Do you remember that day that my son John brought those animal tracks to show us? Well, I have something here today. That was part of his science work at school. And this is sort of like it. It's a piece of wood with holes in it. See these holes? Well, I did not make those holes. No. Not with any tool or anything. A bird made those holes. You know the kind of bird that pecks on wood? It's called a woodpecker. It goes like that and pecks holes in wood. Here's a film of a woodpecker. It even has a picture of one right on the outside. Yeah. It's called a downy woodpecker. They're different kinds. I borrowed this film from Mr. McFeely. I want to show it to you. It's a very short one, but I wanted you to see what a woodpecker looked like as it was pecking on a tree. See the woodpecker film, pecking wood. See how it went? Like that? That sounds like the telephone. Okay, coming. Coming. Hello? Oh, hi. How are you? Oh, just showing a woodpecker film. Oh, sure, I'd like to come over. The Hale family? All right, fine, we'll be over. Certainly, we can come now. Bye-bye. That was Francois Clemens. So there's a family there teaching him some dances. Let's go on over, all right? We'll come right back here. We can learn some things ourselves. Sure. To Francois Clemens' studio. Come on in.
This is the Hale family, and this is Lydia next to you.
How are you?
And this is a father, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hello.
This is Jody here.
Hi,
this
Jody.
This is Elma.
Hi,
and
Elma.
Aaron.
Hello.
And
hi,
Faye.
Hello.
And that's Fred.
Hello.
Hi, Fred.
Fred, meet Fred. They're teaching me some dances.
And well, I'd like to learn something.
I think you can learn this one. It's not too difficult, I think. This is called like a friendship dance. We do it in a circle.
Hold hands.
That's right. Okay, do you want to start, Ed?
All right.
Okay.
Good.
It feels good. I like the feel like this, you
and
know,
you
going
your
up and down.
Exercises and everything when you do our dances.
Why don't you come on over and sit down? We can talk.
Right.
dance.
I've seen you all before in this neighborhood, but I never had a chance to meet you. I didn't know that you... Is this part of the tradition that you have at home?
Well, yes. These are things that whenever they have a big powwow, you go and you dance. Everybody gets together and has just a wonderful time.
That's great.
And in our home, we do this once in a while. The children will get together and Dad gets the drum out. And we just have a wonderful time just dancing here in our own home.
Mm-hmm. Could I try the drum?
Yeah.
Oh, you barely have to touch it to make that sound.
After it warms up, yes.
You have to warm it
mm-hmm,
up.
Right.
Mm, it's such a smooth feel.
It makes another pitch if you hit the other end, Fred.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Could I try?
Yeah.
It does sound a little different, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's your instrument.
Yeah.
You certainly know how to play that.
I wanted you to look at some of the things that she's wearing because she makes those.
Lydia?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. This is my own creations. I dream my designs, and then I
you
get up.
You dream your designs?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say?
Oh, I think everybody dreams, and sometimes if you just sit down and create things, it comes to you this way, and this is the way I do it.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're sleeping, you mm-hmm. think of different designs, and then you can make them.
Yes, I can sit down and do it.
Oh, wonderful.
And I wanted to show you their moccasins also, because Ed makes those. He makes them. Takes him about a week to make each pair.
They feel so good. Do you wear these all the time? You don't. You wear regular shoes to school and all, don't you? I mean, do you ever wear sneakers like mine?
I like mine.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
Why don't we show Fred some other dances? You were doing one early, the three of you guys together. Why don't you do one together? Okay. Okay. Now, even though they're dancing together, Fred, they do their own individual steps. It's their own expression, personal expression.
So there isn't any certain thing that you have to do with your feet. You can make it up while you're going along.
Yes.
Great.
The only thing is they have to keep in time with the drum beat, with their feet.
Uh-huh.
That's you know, part of the dancing.
Sure.
Other than that, their movements and that are individual.
Make it up.
Yeah.
What about those? Excuse me. But what about those things that you have on down here?
Oh, bells.
Bells? Could I see one?
Mm-hmm. We could try that dance they were just doing, Fred. And you could wear that. We could try it, since it's up to each individual.
Could I try? Mm-hmm. It's just bells on there, on a piece of leather. I've seen children in nursery schools use things like this and just mm-hmm. shake them with their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tambourine.
And sometimes maracas.
Mm-hmm.
Maracas?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Let me try that.
All right, we'll try.
Would you just show
we'll
me?
We'll try and teach Francois and Mr. Rogers here.
Good.
Okay. Try a little of that.
Very good.
Thank you.
Real nice.
Oh, I'm really enjoying this.
I love to learn things that different families do near home. What's that hoop for there?
That's Freddy's there.
Here, why don't you show us, Fred? Oh, he's going to put your bell back on first.
It looks like a hula hoop. Is it?
It's got tape around it, though.
Yeah, it's a hula hoop taped up.
And we can
so
show
it's
you
nice
what
and
they
smooth.
Can do with the hula hoop,
uh-huh.
other than just using it on your
hip.
Around
your waist.
You can do many tricks with it.
Oh, he puts it on the floor.
Sit up
there. All right, children.
Yeah.
Yes, Fred. Tell me, who taught you to do... Oh, I couldn't begin to do
that. Oh, no?
But who taught you to do that?
My dad, my brother, and my uncles.
They all helped you with it, huh? You like it?
Would you get that, Fred?
Sure, excuse me.
Mr. McFeely. Hey, everybody, good day. I heard all the music and just thought I'd stop by and see what's going on.
Well, you know, they're just doing so well. I'm just fascinated with their dancing and all that they
do. Maybe we could teach Mr. McFeely one while you're here. He could do that first one we were doing when you came in. The friendship dance.
Right. Want to try?
I'll try it.
Come on, why don't we show Mr. McFeely?
Yes, I know. Make a lot of deliveries to them.
Okay.
He says he makes a lot of deliveries to you.
Oh, yes, he does. He brings my beads all the time. I have to order them.
Okay. Place for you over here. There we go.
Okay.
Now you sort of make it up to the rhythm of the drum.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
You know what I like? The thing that I like about it is that you make it up a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And so the way you're feeling is the way you're expressing your body.
That's true.
There are times when you could be very angry and be poking that thing and be pounding like that, couldn't
you?
That's
true.
And times when you're sad, that it could be rather slow and you could be going in a very sad kind of a dance.
This is what our music's all about. You dance to the beat of the drum to the feelings that you feel. So you express your own feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that we like to teach our children the tradition. So like if we go back to the reservation, they can also fit into the dances there. And in the meantime, we can teach our neighbors and our friends a little bit of our culture and how to do our dances.
Well, we're mighty glad you're in this neighborhood and not any place else.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for showing us.
Sure. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, glad we met you.
Sure.
Glad to see you again, Mr. Hale.
So long,
see you tomorrow with the mail. Okay. Bye-bye.
Come along, Mr. McFeely.
Come on over and sit down. We can talk about another dance. Why don't you sit over here, Ed?
Great family, isn't it?
Certainly we're. Well, my bike's down there. I'll just say speedy delivery to you.
Well, could you take 1 minute to come over to my place?
All righty.
I have the woodpecker film I'd like to give back to you.
Okay.
I showed it to my friend. Come in.
All righty.
Here it is, right over here. Those woodpeckers peck in the wood to get food, don't they?
That's right. Insects and things like that. Food for woodpeckers.
Right.
All righty, speedy delivery to you.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
All righty, and I'll bring more films by sometime.
Good. Have a good day.
Thank you. Good day to you.
Bye. You know, woodpeckers peck at wood and make holes in wood because they have beaks.
Yeah.
When people want to drill holes, we have to use tools, you know, like a brace and bit or some other kind of drill. Let's have some make-believe. Get the factory and the tree and the museum go around. So let's think about Lady Elaine learning how to use one of those tools for her maple sugar business. Corny could be teaching her at the factory right now. Neighborhood of make-believe.
There, that's it. Would you show me once more, Corn? Sure. Mr. McFeely, tell me, would you turn off the motor so I could show Lady Lynn a little better?
All right, Corny. There we go.
Thank you very much. Now, as I said, you put the drill down on the wood, and then you turn it like this. Around and around. around and around.
Boy, that man can really drill, can he?
He sure can.
There. Now, you try it, Lady Lane. Unwind it, Mr. McFeely.
Okay,
and
we'll unwind it here. Yep.
That's right. Give it to Lady Lane, have her try it.
There you go, Lady Lane.
Okay, that's down on the wood, as you said.
All right.
And then you grab hold, and you go like this.
No, the other way around.
Oh, this way.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, I see. Just so you don't get your nose in it.
That's right. Well, you're doing very well, Lady Lane.
Well, sure. A handy lady and a handy man take care of lots of things. A handy lady and a handy man in a factory that swings. Oh, what would I do without you, Corn?
Boy, you're certainly coming along with this business of yours, Lady Elaine.
Well, you bet I am. And tomorrow, Brockett picks up his order.
Well, Lady Lane, you know, I've seen a lot of buckets and bottles over at the museum go-round, but where is the maple syrup?
Why, I don't have it yet, but I will.
Well, from where?
That's a trade secret, but I'll tell you, McFeely. Meet me at the museum go-round in 4 1/2.
4 1/2, all righty.
Oh, now my drill.
Here it is.
Good.
There you go.
Thank you. And thanks to you, Corn. Don't know what I'd do without you.
Well, I hope it goes well for you, Lady Lane.
Boy, once she gets an idea in her mind, Corn, there's no stopping her.
That's for sure. I hope the drill does the work she wants it to do.
Well, I'm sure it will, Corny. You know, I have 4 1/2, so I think I'll stop over at some place else before going to the museum ground. Audrey Polificate's there today.
Oh, I know. She's helping Harriet and Don Quixote with the harvest decorations.
That's right, the harvest decorations. That's Friday, right?
Friday's the big day.
Well, I'm going to go on now. Speedy delivery, Carney. Speedy delivery to you.
Before you go, Mr. McFeely, would you turn the motor back on, please? Have to get back to my rocket work.
There we go. Speedy delivery, Carney.
Same to you, Mr. McFeely.
Maybe try this here.
Yeehaw, that should look good right there. How are you coming, Harriet?
Oh, fine, Donkey, fine.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think about this? Here.
Oh, that looks pretty good.
I'll say.
It looks pretty good, too.
Yeah. This harvest booth is really taking shape.
I like it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Donkey?
What?
I think you did a marvelous job of building this booth.
Well, thanks, Miss Polificate. Yeehaw. I mean, I had some leftover wood from the tables in the windmill, so I just built a booth. Aw-hee.
Oh, and this roof, Donkey.
The roof?
Oh, it's just lovely.
Oh.
I can see the sky in the daytime.
Sure.
And then at night, I can see the stars.
Yeah.
Sure can. Do you know something else, friends?
What?
Mm-mm.
I predict a perfect day for Friday.
Oh.
Perfect weather, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
So do I. We haven't a thing to worry about, friends.
Lady Elaine.
Lady Elaine, what brings you here?
I thought to myself, someplace else. And here I am.
Boy, you do get around these days, don't you, dear?
Near and far, think where you want to be, and that's where you are.
Yeehaw. How's your syrup business doing, Lady Elaine?
Well, it's flowing right along.
Oh.
Say, have any of you seen Mr. McFeely? He said he'd meet me at my place. There he is now.
Here he
comes.
Good day, everybody.
Oh,
good
yes,
day.
Good
day, Mr. McFeely.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
This is certainly a mighty fancy booth and a mighty fancy place to have a harvest festival.
Well, I hope you and Mrs. McFeely will be here Friday.
Well, indeed we will. She likes waffles, too, you know.
And she'll like them even better with Hurry Up, Syrup. How about meeting me at the museum ground now for that special preview, McFeely?
Preview?
Where she's getting the maple syrup.
Oh, I understand. Well, Lady Elaine, I know how things can be in business. I mean, one moment you're here, mm-hmm. and the next moment you're...
She's gone.
She's off again.
Well, I better see what she's up to. A speedy delivery, everybody. Good day to you. Good day.
Good day, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Mr. McFeely. Yep.
Well, now, friends.
What?
There's something I'd like to talk to you about.
What is that?
What did you have in mind for the entertainment? Singing? Dancing? You know, I know this perfectly well.
There, that takes care of that. Now, you little bottles are going to get filled soon. Oh, boy.
Speedy delivery. Hello, oh, Lady Elaine. Four
Mr.
and a half.
McFeely. Four and a half is
right.
Okay, you wanted to know where I'm getting the syrup to in these little bottles.
That's right. I'd like to know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I want you to do is take a guess.
A guess? No, well, let me see. The trees in Westwood.
No, you're not. I'm not getting them from there. Much closer than that.
Much closer. Now, let me see. Oh, well, Lady Lena, I don't know. Where are you getting the syrup from?
X's tree.
X's tree?
That's right, sweetie. Take a look right over there.
Oh, my goodness, Lady Elaine. All those buckets there all over the tree, Lady Elaine.
That's right. Here they are. I drilled, and oh, that's where the syrup's going to come from, right into the buckets.
I never expected anything like that, Lady Elaine. No siree.
Nice and close, isn't it?
Fairchild syrup tree.
Fairchild syrup tree. Mm-hmm. All the buckets, the syrup,
Lady
all
Elaine,
the buckets.
Lady Elaine, did you ask X if you could do all of that?
Of course not. Won't he be surprised?
Oh, I'm sure he will. There's a bucket right in front of his door. I don't think he'll be able to get out.
I don't think he'll mind. Wait till he hears how famous his tree will be.
Oh, Lady Elaine, I don't know. I don't know.
Now, I think I need two more buckets, and then I'm set. With all these bottles here. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Lady Elaine, I don't know. Nothing like this has ever happened in our neighborhood before.
Hurry up, syrup.
Hurry up, syrup. Can you do that with your hands? Hurry up, syrup. Mm-hmm. Well, Lady Elaine hung buckets on X's tree. We'll make believe tomorrow about what he thinks about that. Did you ever use a paper punch? That's something that is like drilling holes in paper. I have one in here. Here's one. You see what it's like? This little thing down here squeezes into that hole there. And if there's a paper between it, it punches it. Like this. See? That paper? It's on there. I'll put two more. Now I'll do three with this light-colored paper. Where did that third one go? There it is. I thought I had punched three. Now, those go on the table, and now I'll just make a design by folding this paper and punch and punch and punch. See what it looks like. Be careful that you don't get your fingers in it. course, there are lots of these little things under here. And those are the things I have to clean up. But each one of these designs would be different. And different people made them. Just the way the designs on the wood of a woodpecker wood are different. Because we're all different. Even woodpeckers are all different. It's time for me to go. Give the food to the fish. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy today. Snap, snap. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. You know how. By just your being you. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.